So these are the shiurim that we're having on Sunday, Kibud Av V'Em. So we're up to Tes Yud. So the topic, I mean, we're still not finished. Maybe next year we'll do more. You need Tes, Jake?
Yeah.
You need Tes? Do you have Yud?
I have
Tes? You have Tes? Tes and Yud. Okay. Okay, so this is the topic. What's the halacha if somebody has a parent who is not observant? So does that take away the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em? So that's a very sensitive topic. So the Rambam on page 5 in Packet Test says, Hamam ze chayev b'chvor aviv u'mora afa bishot potro o'machosuv kiloso achi yasa tshuva. So the Rambam says that even if your father is a Baal Averus, now of course, I mean, everyone in the world does Averus, you know what I mean? But it means that he blatantly does, you know, he drives a car on Shabbos and he eats at McDonald's and he... What? Either way, he's not observant. He does. Well, like Rav Shechter pointed out, what does lahakis mean? Lahakis just means that you're ainu makpid. In other words, he doesn't care.
Because he did not chenoch, or because
he's not interested. Right. It's not like he never heard that there's a concept of kashrus.
Because he had
the
schooling, or because he went to a Chabad?
Either way.
Really?
You see, the question is, like, the concept of Tinuk Shenishba, like I told you this, Rav Abadi is not so into giving honorary degrees of Tinuk Shenishba so easily. In other words, like I think maybe he says something like someone from Russia who never heard of anything, or you know what I mean. But like someone who knows, he had a good education. Some people have a good education, and then they go off the derech, you know. And some people didn't have such a good education, but they still know. Okay, but the Rambam sheet is Afal Pikein. There's a chiyuv of Kibud Av V'Em. And the tour on page 7 says, "Kosav Rambam Mam Shachay B'Chod Aviv Moro Avo Pisha Potur Al Machoso V'Kiloso Sheyos Hetshuva Afilu Haya Aviv Rasha Ubal Averos Mechabdo U'Misyari Mimenu." Page 8. Finally, so the tour disagrees on page 8. It says, "Kevin Shehu Rasha." He says that no, if the father's a Rasha, and you know, as I said, you know, the word Rasha, you know, has its halachic, you know, I just want to clarify, you know, a person can be a very nice person, but there's a halachic category of Rasha. In other words, there's Rasha in the colloquial sense that this person's not a good person. And then there's a Rasha in the halachic sense. So he doesn't mean... there's a lot of non-observant people who could be very fine people, nice people. But, you know, there's the halachic category of Rasha. So, nearly came into Rasha, Enochai B'chlodek, Zaminon, and he quotes the Gemara in Bava Kama. If the father stole an animal, so they have a paragzula in the backyard, and then he dies. So it says, "Chayovim lahachzir mikvei kvod avim." They have to give it back, alts for covet of the father. So parich v'halav osem maise amcha. But why you have to give him covet? He wasn't osem maise amcha. Perish rein chayovim bechvodo. Mishanik she osa tshuva. Al makalz man shelo osa tshuva ein chayovim bechvodo. So the Torah says, you see that The Gemara says in Bava Kamma that it's also tshuva. That's why you have to return to a chabinim. But if he wasn't also tshuva, then not. Okay, so now the concept of Eino Osa Maisa Amcha is.
Can we ask the term maybe that with the Gemara Kedushin that says Rasha Matashina, Rasha Matashina the Isha, and says.
Well, look in Shulchan Aruch now, page 13 in Packet Tests. So, how do we paskin in the Shaila in Shulchan Aruch? It says, "Mam zechayev b'chvor aviv u'moro, afil haya aviv rasha u'bal averus, mechabdu u'misari mimenu." Mam zechayev b'chvor aviv. So the mechaber paskins like the Rambam. Ramah, v'yesh omrim deinu mechayev l'chabed aviv rasha u'kein osa tshuva. And he says that Ramah quotes the other opinion. Ramah quotes the other opinion. So let's take a look the unpacking yud for a second. The Torah says, Elokim lo schalel v'nosi v'amcha lo sa'ar. So Rashi in Chumash says, Elokim lo schalel hareza azhara the birkas Hashem, that you shouldn't curse Rachmanu Litzlan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vazhara l'kil l'zdayin. And you shouldn't curse a dayin. So the Gemara Darshans in Yevamos on page 2 Kara v'nasi v'amcha l'osar v'osei maisa amcha. That Elokim l'skalel v'nasi v'amcha. Losar, the Dayan, it's only Osi Maisamcha if he's a religious person. Nasi Va'amcha, the Drasha is Osi Maisamcha. But if he's not Osi Maisamcha, then not. Yeah.
The Gemara also assuming that Losar refers to anything.
Let's see. Okay, so the question is, so how does Ram, but it seems the Torah has a Beferish or Gemara. So what is the Rambam going to do with the Torah's Gemara? The Gemara says Beferish. That Osei Maisa Amcha, only if he's Osei Maisa Amcha. So how can the Rambam say differently? So there are a lot of different. Opinions about this. So where should we start? Let's take a look in the Aruch HaShulchan. Let's take a look in the Aruch HaShulchan on page 15. Tosef HaRambam Rambam Zechai Bechvar Oviv Moro Af Apisho Potter Al Matchosov Koloso Ache Yase Tshuva Fil Haya Oviv Rosho Ubal Averis Bechabdu Misari Menu Vatur Vekamem Merishonim Cholkim Olof Tavahedi Mavur Bebovakama De Rosho Einum Chuyiv Bechvodo. Right, it's a Beferish Gemara that the only reason that the kids had to give back the animal to honor their father is because the father did tshuva. It's not sure that if he didn't do tshuva, then not mechuyef. But I thought the Rambam says you still have to honor your father even if he's a rasha. So he gives the answer of the lechem. He quotes the lechem Mishnah. V'yesh shetirtzu d'hosim mari l'achar misa. Avu b'chayi b'chuyev l'chabdom. Oh, so that could answer. You see, the tour says if your father's a rasha, there's no chiyev kibur avei. But that Gemara is talking about when the father already died. In other words, there is a halach of kibur avim when the father is alive, and then there's also a chiyuv to, you know, after he passes away. So it could be. So the Torah says there's no difference. If the Gemara says you have to do tshuva, but the context of the Gemara is only after the father passed away. So the Rambam could answer very well, says the Lechem Mishnah, that if the father's alive, then even if he's a Rasha, you have to give him kavod. The Gemara that says you only have to give kavod to your father if he does tshuva, that's only after the father passed away. When the father's alive, then you have to give kavod, whether he's a Rasha or not a Rasha, doesn't matter. And that's how the Lechem Mishnah answers the Rambam.
When Rambam writes that you're chayiv in kavod, that he's talking about the literal kavod that was mentioned in the Gemara, and therefore the master of Hara is not one of those things. The return to stolen objects of your father is not one of the services of kavod. So maybe the Rambam is saying kavod is the way you feed him, whatever those things are.
Are you trying to?
I'm saying it seems more simple just to say, I'm saying, oh, well, yeah, you have to, whatever, you need help or something. Or like, to return the lost son or whatever. So maybe that's not what I'm intending to be meant by Pablo. But yeah, of course you have to return it. Yeah, you have to return it.
So you're saying, what? That's not really covered.
Right.
But, I mean, the Gemara says it's covered. I mean, you can't. What other kavod can you do? You know, obviously you're not going to dress him and give him dinner if he's not alive. But then the Orach HaShulchan says, "Av loshon hashash sham lo mashma kein." He says he doesn't get the impression from the Gemara that there's a chiluk between alive and dead. He doesn't think that's Gemara's mashma, that it happens to be that Gemara was talking about that he was not alive, but he doesn't think that should make a difference. So then what's the answer? So how come the Rambam argues with the Gemara? So he says, Yesh mi shetir tzul inya lahachzi mishalo einu mechuyev. וגם כן לא שנשש דוח לפי זה ותאמו של רמם נראה מיד איסו בסנהדרין תהנה בן נאסה שליח לאובי לקוסו וקל לו אף שהוא ראשו ואין זה ראי זה ביזוי גורל ואין זה אין ילפו דרך חבד אוי וישם אולי גם הרמם חברות זה רק בשלילו לא לא בוזו ואין הלא של מה שמכן so far he doesn't like anything ואפילו דאס הרמם נראה דדווקא ראשו לתאובן אבל להחיס So now he is saying that maybe the Rambam who says you have to give cover to your father as a Rasha is only if he is a Rasha L'Teyavon. What is a Rasha L'Teyavon? So Rav Schacht always explains the Pshat is like this, that Rasha L'Teyavon means that say he'll go to work on Shabbos because he wants to make money. So there's a reason that he's doing it. But it's not like he's against Shabbos. He just needs money. He wants to get money. So that's L'Teyavon. Say, for the example I think Rav Schechter gave, if you have two pieces of meat in the supermarket, right? You know, like key food, they have the kosher section and they have the non-kosher section, right? I remember somebody came in from Eretz Yisrael and they couldn't be so well. You know, like there's one in one thing that there's a, you know, they didn't, you know, we couldn't.
In Israel, you have to, you know, it depends which kashrus you have. So there's a lot of the stuff in Israel you might not even consider.
Go to the store.
Right, in other words, to have one store that has kosher and non-kosher in the same
thing. There's a kefir under the Bedat, and there's a kefir under the Rabbanut, but there's no kefir that has chazer and kosher.
Right.
Well, I mean, you go to certain places and, like, you know.
So he says like this. In other words, say, so Shachar said that the oven means, in other words, if the kosher meat is going to cost $20, so, and the non-kosher meat is going to cost $10, so then he'll for sure go for the, but if they'd be the same, then he would definitely take the kosher meat. But Lahachis, he's not makbid, it's all the same. In other words, he'll take the kosher meat, non-kosher meat, if it's the same price. That's, as Rav Shechter pointed out, that's Lahachis. And the Teyavon is only doing it because he wants to save money. So he says that the Rambam would agree, the Aruch HaShulchan wants to claim that the Rambam would agree if the father, in other words, say some men, some people, they go to work on Shabbos because they you know, need to work, so they work on Shabbos. But if it wouldn't be for that, say that it would be a legal holiday and they'd be off, they would keep Shabbos. They would keep Shabbos. So that's a Lateyovim. Lahachis means no. Even if you have a day off, and you have no, but Shabbos doesn't mean anything. So therefore, you'll drive just like you'll drive on Sunday. So that's lahachas. So therefore, in other words, it would be a different dagger if somebody is just driving on Shabbos because, one second, for Parnassa. So he wants to claim that the Rambam would only say it if he's a Rosha Lateyovim. But if he's a Rosha Shalachis, even the Rambam would agree that you're not Mechuyev to Mechabit.
Is it, Jacob's
first? Yeah.
The person that's driving on Shabbos, not doing it because he hates God, he's just doing it because, I don't know, I'm going to go home.
What?
Meaning, like, what was the difference? Is there a difference between the case of the person who doesn't have work on Shabbos and he's driving, but your Shabbos is
in other words, a person who's doing it because, in other words, he has a monetary reason for doing it. Non-kosher meat was, if the non-kosher meat is cheaper than the kosher meat, so then you're doing, as Rav Shechter pointed out, then you're doing it Lateyovim. But if it's the same price and then you'll still get the non-kosher, then you're doing it Lahachis. Even though Rav Shechter said you're not necessarily doing it to give, you know, God a heart attack, the way Rav Shechter said it, but it's like, it's not a value. So it's kosher, non-kosher, it's all the same.
But driving to shul.
Driving to shul.
All the time.
If the shul was closer,
so why if the shul was next door, they would walk. Otherwise, they think the rabbi is the one that they walk. That's why they don't have to live near the shul.
Yeah, so driving to shul, why are they driving to shul? Because
they want to go to shul. Yeah.
They want to go to shul, but it's a hot out. But if it wouldn't...
If it would be much more convenient, they would... Not
so what do you think? So what should that be called?
I'm inclined to apply Kedushin Mishnah more liberally, so...
No, let's assume not Kedushin Mishnah. Let's assume... Is that Lahachis or Lateyavon?
They think they're doing a mitzvah. They think they're going to shul with a bigger mitzvah than not driving. Often.
But would they drive Stam?
After shul.
Well, to get back.
To get lunch.
Well, yeah.
They're driving the whole day anyway.
They're driving.
Not only driving to get the shul.
Right, so that could be lachis.
The Russian lachis doesn't sound like it's just doing it because it's a
Yeah, we should see that inside where Rav Shechter has that interpretation from. But because Bahakis sounds like
that's how people use the quote.
Right, that's how people use it. But as Rav Shechter pointed out, that's not the simple pshat in the Gemara. Because it's interesting, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, you see, now we're saying Lachis is more chomer, but it's got to be Psule Edus. Do you show me when you have the Gemara in Sanhedrin? Okay, go ahead.
Well, that's a matter of trustworthiness and being consistent with your own standards.
Yeah, in other words, it's interesting. When the Gemara discusses Psule Edus, right? So, who's considered a worse person? L'Teyavon or L'Hachis?
Yeah.
L'Teyavon is the worst. But even though L'Hachis is... Because, as Rav Shechter explained, the Teyavon, he has a value. The whole Shabbos is a value. Kashrus is a value. But money is a bigger value.
You still integrity.
Right. So therefore, money is a more important value. So then we can't trust you to give Edus. Because money is a bigger value for you. So then... Right. But L'Hachis is a Machlokis. In other words, Gemara says, Muva Ochel Neves Lo Teyavon, Divrei Kol Posel. But L'Hachis is a Machlokis. Yeah, at least he's right.
He's consistent with his
he's
own
consistent.
Work.
Right. He doesn't. So this is the chiddush of the Aruch HaShulchan. If you look at the Rambam near the Dafke Rosha L'Teyavon, Avol L'Hachis Kama Apikarsin V'Aminim Pshita Shalto L'Hadam. Whereas if once a person did something, and it's mashmah, maybe even if he did it b'mezid, even though l'gabi psul edus, l'gabi psul edus, but l'gabi this halacha of means that consistently he.
Not in that, I mean, the person is machshav Torah. He's just really bad at it. In terms of namanas, he wouldn't trust him.
But let's talk about kibbut aveim now.
For kavod, if he's machshiv the right thing, he's just really bad at it. You're machshiv the right thing still. He should be b'chayiv. Don't believe in kavod. If he's b'hakis, he's machshiv shus. He's not deserving of kavod.
Right. So therefore, what?
It should be. I can see it clearly being the opposite of namanas chayiv. Makes
sense. Right. So he's saying.
What he's saying.
Yeah. So that. But how would that? So that would mean that it's say a regular non-from Jew who just he doesn't keep Shabbos. So he drives, you know, like he drives on Sunday. So then that according to the Aruch HaShulchan is making things not so good for the, you know, he's basically because you always say, oh, the Rambam says he still has to do it, but the Aruch HaShulchan says, oh, the Rambam can't mean Lahachis. But maybe you could argue with the Aruch HaShulchan and say that he could mean Lachis, but he's thinking that he can't fathom. What?
You could argue
with the Aruch HaShulchan saying he's taking Lateyavon. Yeah. And what? And Lateyavon would be. Lachis, you have to give him cover. You mean Lateyavon? You could just the opposite.
Exactly.
You say the opposite. That's what he wants to say. Let's take a look. In the Archaim, you want to look in the Archaim HaKadosh? Why not? So he wrote a lot of Svarim. He wrote a sefer, you probably never heard of it, called Rishon LeZion. Did you hear that sefer? Rishon LeZion. the chief Sephardic rabbi is always called the Rishon Lezion. When you become a Rishon Lezion, then you have to wear the whole the garb. Rabbi Bronstein told me, I don't remember this, but once when Rav Avadi came, I think in 91, and he was supposed to give the big shiur, and by mistake, he was staying in a hotel, and by mistake, the garb was left in the hotel, so he couldn't give the shiur until they got the garb. But at night, I'm telling you, at night, he gave shiurim here at night also, but at night he didn't wear the garb. At night he just wore a regular frock, and the garb was only by yom. I don't know how the rules work for that. But the garb... So maybe only by yom, shasavoda. So take a look here on page 21. Vafilu balaveris. The mumer lahachis, afilu svars haram amein lechabdo. So he says the same as who? Baruch HaShulchan. Bloodin mamirim dartam lagamri the pakamine kol kovod. That if somebody became a mumer, you have people like that. They became not just non-observant, but they jumped ship into the non-religion or something like that. So he says, there's no covet. Eitzach Roman Sheinu Chayev Al Kosov Al Kolosov.
Even if it's the Avon or the save themselves?
You mean talking about Muranos?
Yeah.
I don't know if we're talking about Muranos. I don't think we're talking about Muranos. I don't think he means Muranos. What?
What the person?
Yeah, Murano maybe would be like, yeah.
What the person is? They don't want to be killed. I prefer not being killed, so I'm going to become a Christian. The next generation.
Right. So he says... So let's look at Rav Sternbach. You want to look at Rav Sternbach? Let's look at Rav Sternbach. Rav Sternbach, he wrote a lot of tshuvas to Bali Tshuva. Could be like his, in South Africa, he was in South Africa. I once knocked on Rav Sternbach's door. And you know who opened the door? Rav Benjamin Zilber. You know Rav Benjamin Zilber? Benjamin Hatzadik, he's known as. He lived in Bnei Brak, but he told me that he lives in Rav Sternbach's apartment for Elul. Rav Sternbach was in South Africa. So I knocked on his door. It was good. Harnof. I know Rav Sternbach has a shul in Harnof. I had a Talmud who was in my shir together with Rabbi Tuchman many years ago, who was very close to the Sternbach. So he says, so let's see, he has a shaila here. Bal tshuva, she'aviv rasha, imchuyev l'chabdo. Okay, let's see what he says. Machlokas haram v'tur. Im aviv rasha, u'bal averis, imchuyev l'chabdo. Ram chayev l'chabdo, u'tur potter. Ramo pasto katur. And the Ramo pasto is like the tur. Nira she'gam l'das haramam, Shemitzel Chabdo Viare Mimenu Afshu Rosha Balaverus Hadib Rosha Dafka Avon Apikoris O Michal Shabbos for Hesia. So he wants to say that what does it mean if he's a Rosha? It means he eats non kosher. But if he's a Mechal Shabbos Mefarhesya, so Mechal Shabbos Mefarhesya is Dino Ka'akum. So even according to the Rambam, he would agree. So it's interesting how all these Sfarim are trying to limit the Rambam, you know, because the Rambam is what helps in certain circles. But he says, Omer L'shitas HaRambam B'tinok Shenishpa Mitzvah L'chabdo. But the Rambam would agree to Tinok Shenishpa. Oh, so that's what that one seems to be. Dasha, Kirva L'mchal Le'shabbos Amar Mikosh Mazika Ma'od. Feel Kim Tinok Shenishpa. L'chay Yilmar L'choponim Zbonav V'nosav When the holy man Aris Shalom the Zragil Lechaz Lahor of the Hainu Eitz Al Asaba Shem Yu Big Day Preaches the Televizia the Chadoga. Right. So I guess it depends what type of, you know, this could work in certain circles. I guess you have to realize who he's speaking to. You know, in certain other circles it wouldn't work so well. This,
Isn't Gare have some sort of Kabbalah also?
You want to say him?
How do you know Ka'avah when they get
So then he writes, "Uvaram nidon didan da'av ketinuk shenishba shalom ad me'olam." So yesh la'ayin dilma hator ba'odal Rambam b'chayim l'chadom. Right? In other words, if a tinuk shenishba, in other words, if you want to make tinuk shenishba more broad, then maybe the Torah will agree to the Rambam. Because all the other things we say, oh, in all these cases the Rambam will agree to the Torah. Onem ha'ol tam. Hatur l'ftor hu mishum doch chashiv osi maseh amcha. Imkem shud kain tzorach din rasha l'tzorach shir chashiv osi maseh amcha. In other words, that's what he's saying. Does tinuk shenishba play a role in this discussion? First, he wants to say maybe it does, and maybe if it's tinuk shenishba, so the Torah would agree to the Rambam, they have to give covet. But then he's saying no. Maybe tinuk shenishba is not technically a rasha, but this din is not totally in Russia, it's totally in Osei Maisa Amcha. And if he's not being Osei Maisa Amcha, even he has a good reason, well, I mean, not a good reason, I mean, he has a reason because he was never educated, maybe it wouldn't make a difference. The whole din Osei Maisa Amcha, Tinuk Shanishmav, Shaino Taurus Russia, Mikol Mokum came in Sovko, Soveno Maisa Amcha, Yeshom Lichoshevino Osei Maisa Amcha, Kain Loyechiv Lichabdo. It's a chus that you have this special chus that your children should, you know, malbish or mechasa, well, whatever kibbutz is. Maybe if he is not also my samacha, he doesn't have that chus. Or maybe not. Maybe since he's not amazed, so he wants to say that there's no technical kavod l'maisa. He writes paragraph l'maisa. Yesh nizor mitzvah lo l'tzaro. Right. In other words, you know, after this whole discussion, he says, so maybe there's no technical chiyuv kavod, but maybe, you know, you shouldn't be mitzayir your parent either. V'chein shelo yechil Hashem. That can be a tremendous chil Hashem. They say, oh, this guy, you know, look how he treats his parents, and he thinks, oh, he's religious, and you know, it can be a tremendous chil Hashem. He says, the people are not religious, they're giving so much kavod to their parents, and he thinks he's religious, and now he mistreats his father. So that's a tremendous chil Hashem. So I think that makes a lot of sense. Right.
Right.
some people.
Ish.
Yeah. So I think that makes a lot of sense, that that maybe the technical kibbutz, but if it's going to bring Chil Hashem, so then so that's the stabber that that he's, you know, not Machal Shem Hashem. Now let's see what others say here. Let's take a look. The Pnei Yeshua, why not? On page 8 and 9. So I think the Pnei Yeshua is going to give a good word.
Page
9. These are the new Pnei Yeshuas with the footnotes. So again, back to the original kasha. How can the Rambam say that Yechayev Ovid Rasha, but the Gemara says Beferish that the father died in Yehara, so you turn him Mishum Kavod Ovid, then the Gemara says, but there's no Kavod because he's a Rasha. So the Gemara says he did Tshuva. So it's Mashmah, if he didn't do Tshuva, then there's no Chiyuv Kavod. That's the Gemara Bava Kama. So that's what everyone's bothered about. So the Pnei Yeshua, I think, is going to give a very good answer. Four lines from the bottom. First running line is with Beis Yosef. The Li Nira, the Ikar Akusha Kan, the He, the Chayyad Bechvor Oviv Rosha, Mikol Mokom Ba'osa Aveira Atzmosh Over Oviv, Vlochosh Luchvodo, Vlomestaba Sheyugam, Sheyuhim Chayovim. Ah. That's the Pshat. Meaning like this, of course you have to give cover to your father. Your father eats in McDonald's, you still have to respect him. You still have to give him a cup of water. So what don't you have to do? What you don't have to do is, if he stole, so you don't have to make, and he never did tshuva for his stealing, so in that aveira that he did, then you don't have to mechabit him in that aveira. So you don't have to return the donkey that he stole if he never did tshuva for stealing.
Are you letting him use that donkey or no?
No. Neira diida kushikan dihi dechay b'chumar aviv osa aveira atzma she'ovar aviv v'lochosh l'chol lo mistabe shuhim chayot. So that's why it said no, he did tshuva, he just didn't get a chance to return it. You hear how he's answering that Gemara? In other words, in Ochanami, if a father is an honest guy, he just doesn't keep Shabbos, and he doesn't keep Kashrus, and he doesn't keep Taras HaMishpach, and he doesn't keep anything, but he's an honest guy, so you have to give him covet. But in the Aveira that he did, you're not Mechayiv to... So here, they say, do I have to return the donkey for the father, the parah? Right. So if he's asking you to give him, well, that could be. Right. You're not mechui for him to. No, but to give him non-kosher food if he asks you to go. Right, but that could. Right. You don't need to pray a shul, but we need to pray a shul to tell me that you don't have to give him kavod.
Where else would it apply?
In that case...
So in other words, here, what would be another application?
In that specific case, he doesn't have to give kibud, but in general, he still does.
Right, in other words, Lugabe... Because but also atzmo sheover aviv.
So if his father is a thief in always.
And he's not. I don't have to mechabit him in.
Maybe they came to the Gemara to save the Rambam, or is he trying
what's
to?
What's up, Veira over Aviv? So Jake is saying, so does that mean if he's treif, yeah. So then I don't have to give him any food?
Or is he just making the Kim to that Gemara to save the Rambam, and then everything else?
But the verse saying is, if he didn't care about it, so why do I have to care? If he doesn't care about if he doesn't care, why do I have to care? Let's see what else he says. Oye Shloman, Shem Dvav Hachimatzina, Fila Man, Desfir Nesheinu Chayev, Bechor Ovi Vroshim, Yikom Mokom Osu Lechatkila, Levzoso, Visvaras Haran, אם כן, מה קשה הוכה לשם חיום להחזיר בדובר המסויים כן ונכל יום איגו זילוס יישאו לאובב וזירו עוד אם יחזיר יהיה לו כפור קצת סלב שהוא בעצמו לא חוש לזה מקומו בשם אם היה קיים עדיין היה מחזיר
sounds like you're dealing with the chesed is the Maisa Kavod is fundamentally related to the Avera that was done.
Right.
Only in the Gemara of the Chama. It's not
right. Really
applicable. It sounds like this is only when the specific function of Kavod is inherently related to the Maisa Avera that was done. Meaning the thing that I'm supposed to match to my father was stolen and he didn't do Shuvah. Not this is the overarching broad, whatever Avera he specifically does, then I don't have to mishap it in that area. That's for the general. That's to stop me from doing an avera for him. Not to say that any avera he does is haka the chi of kavod related to that. Meaning, like you said, I don't have to give him kosher food because he has to eat trade food. That could be that's not what he's saying. He says that if he stole something, I don't have to be master that item, that kavela, because it was done either.
If he doesn't care about this, so I don't have to help him. But
not that I can apply to any other aspect of returning.
But what about Jake's kasha? Jake's kasha is, so would you say, like, if he's trade...
from doing avera.
Right, so I can't give him trade, obviously, because that's an avera.
Right,
for
if
me
he's
giving
trade, I can give him a kosher food, because that's not... The kosher food I'm giving him is not the trade for the eight.
Right.
So I don't have to hand him the cheeseburger, but that trade is going to be the reason for that. But
I feel like there's no finish. We already know that you're not allowed to have it.
I don't have to master a stolen donkey.
Yeah, we already. You're saying because it's an avera?
Because it came about with an avera, they didn't do
that. We already know.
We would say he stole something. Do I have to help have it returned to a clean if the father's honor? If the father himself didn't care about it, he never did tshuva about it.
It's very... with it. But it seems to me just he's saying that case in Baba Kama means this, and that's why the Rambam can say there's still a few.
Right,
everywhere else.
Right.
Not that this is a yisod you can apply anywhere else.
Right. That would limit this Gemara very much, and then would make the Rambam much more... You know, the question is: the Torah says the Rambam is against the Gemara. So, what does the Rambam say? So this it would answer. I mean, you might not like this answer because I can see it. We're saying, you know, you maksim mishum kavod aviyim. That's speaking about general kibud aviyim. The Gemara says you maksim to give kavod to your father. But it's not also my samcha. So it doesn't mean not also my samcha, you don't have to give a kavod. You don't have to give him this kavod, because in this area, he's not also, in the area that he wasn't also my samcha, so that you know.
So now I apply that
Where else?
Where else? What other applications would it with?
But that would be hypodi. I can't give him the trade. You don't need it. You said you don't need this for that.
No, I'm not giving you trade. It's a trade.
If he's asking for kosher food. Kosher food. So now
he's asking for a hamburger. So I could have given him his cheeseburger, his hamburger.
The fact that he ate nine kosher yesterday, but today he's asking for kosher, so you can.
It isn't stopping.
So you can give him
kosher. I don't know what he's asking for. I'm going
to
give
him. Because that has nothing to do with what he did yesterday. Here, you're returning the para that he stole yesterday, and he still doesn't want to give it back.
The chefsa is a maisik zela.
So with the Pnei Yeshua, you know. Yeah.
I think he's just solving the Rambam. I don't think he's doing anything else.
Right. Then he has another thing that he says. On page 9, he says in the first arrow, so oh the kvar efshar daya sover she ain kan ribis ktsutza el akrocha the mashma talmud that I she nis asik before hesia be ribis ad yom moso. As he says, if he did something back cry, but if he wasn't just saying if he did something before hesia. So that's different than if it happened one time. Okay, so that's so it's a very, you know, so the upshot of what we've seen here today is you have the machlok is the Rambam of the tour, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rambam, so there are more quotes to, so. And then the question is, the Torah has the Gemara. What do you do with the Gemara? So you, and is there a chiluk so that Aruch HaShulchan wanted to make a chiluk between Lahachis and Lateyovim? He wanted to say that the Rambam would agree when it's Lahachis. That would make things very. That would limit the Rambam, and the Pnei Yeshua basically was limiting. See, you got to limit something. Either you limit the Rambam or you limit the Gemara. Pnei Yeshua limited the Gemara. Now the Rambam we still have to understand we'll maybe see in the next packet of Nosi Bam Chalosor. So who says that applies to Kibbut Aveim? I mean, the Gemara says. I have the Gemara know to transfer it over. It says Kabed as Avicha Vesimecha. It doesn't say Kabed as Avicha, who's a tzaddik. Kabed Avicha. Here it says Nosi Ba'amcha. So the other way, but also Namais Amcha. Then the Nosi, that the place, the Dayan or whatever, the Nosi only has a right to his covered if he's also Namais Amcha. But how do we know that a father doesn't have a right to his kavod even not? And then, of course, to the amount that we put in tinek shenishba in the equation could change this whole thing also. So you have to, see how how fluid you are with the Tinek Shenishba thing. Because, you know, people like to be very... but there are clearly, you know, many cases where people had full yeshiva education and full, but they were just turned off by, you know, in and of itself. You can't say everyone's a teen of Shanishma, right? Oh, if I would have had better rebbeim, and if some rebbe turned me off, whatever, then, you know, like, at a certain point, there has to be some self-response, you know, that, whatever, he made a choice in life. You know, people make choices to intermarry. You know, people who have full yeshiva education. I you know, how many people that out there have went through the yeshiva system and are intermarried today? You know, it's not a thing that doesn't exist. So there has to be a certain point where you can't just say, oh, everything is a Tina Shanishba. Okay. So, Bez Hashem, next week we'll have Packet Yud Aleph, which is also a continuation of this. I hope to be back in time for Shir. Maybe I should do...